1-800-DUIOA, now offering free remote consultations by phone or video conference for any criminal offense. Trust Brooke, Jeffrey, and Jose's friends with a free remote consultation. From Bradley Johnson Lawyers, visit 1-800-DUIOA.com or call
1-800-DUIOA.
If you've ever shopped for a used car before, you've probably run into different types of salespeople.
Okay.
There's the high-intensity buy-right-now guy.
Yeah.
Like,
totally.
We'll never have a sale like this ever again. It ends in 30 seconds.
Annoying.
You better sign now.
Stop giving me anxiety.
Totally.
Or you might meet the numbers guy.
Uh-huh.
It's like, oh, I crunched all the digits on your APR. It turns out the money factor is 0.0002% less than the guys across the street. So you win.
Yeah.
I like that guy.
Well, we're going to introduce you to a new type of car salesman who doesn't leave any stone unturned. He vows to find the vehicular truth, even if it means blowing the sale altogether.
Wow.
He goes by the name Car CSI Guy.
Intense. Catchy.
Catchy and intense. You're going to hear him in your brand new phone tap right now.
It's another phone tap.
And weekday mornings on the 20s.
Hello?
Hey, is this Elliot?
Yeah.
Hey, Elliot. This is Brad Beckins calling from D***'s Auto Center. How's it going today?
Oh, good. How you doing?
Doing well. I think you met with Nick the other day when you were here. You were checking out some of our Corollas?
Yeah, we looked at a few Corollas, but it was either like the wrong color or I didn't like the interior. We just couldn't find a match.
I get it. You know, you have it in your head what you want. I'm here to help you, okay? So we just got a few in this morning. And Nick wanted me to give you a call because he thought you might be interested.
Oh.
What do you say?
Yeah, what do you got?
So one of them is a 2018 Corolla. It's black, cream leather interior.
Sounds good so far.
You know, I just got to say, I think the body looks great, which is weird because I did a little bit of digging, and it turns out the previous owner had run over 3 to 4 deers with that car.
What?
Yeah, I called him up, and he says on a hot day, you can still smell the venison cooking on the front grill.
Oh, my God. That's disgusting. Are you serious?
I'm serious. I don't think most salesmen would have told you that, but I like to hunt around for clues, find the hidden truth lurking under the hood.
Well, I appreciate that. So, let's go ahead and skip that one.
Okay. You're not interested in the deer wrecker?
No.
Okay.
Definitely not.
Understandable, man. I mean, I got another one. It's a 2019 dark blue in color, no deer accidents, and low miles.
Okay. That's cool. I love blue.
Yeah. I also did some digging on this one, though, and turns out the transmission was ripped off the body of the car when it sped over some train tracks.
Okay.
The previous owner tried to race a train, or at least that's what his family told me. God rest his soul.
Good Lord.
And according to the widow, she said, don't be surprised if you get in a fender bender and instead of an airbag, an old empty McDonald's burger bag pops out.
That can't be real.
It is. It is real.
No.
I called the whole family. Gave my condolences, and they told me all about the car.
Well, that's pretty crazy that you have two cars that sound pretty good but have been in really weird accidents.
I mean, look, man, as a salesman for the company, I take a lot of pride in the cars that we sell here. I'm going to go the extra mile for you.
All right.
Because I consider myself a real-life car CSI. You know what I mean?
Car CSI, what do you mean by that?
You know, auto crime scene investigator. Like, I'm not going to sell you a lemon unless you know about it.
Okay, well, I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. So do you want me to check out the scene, you know, corroborate the story, find some witnesses, maybe some train track footage, or do you want to pass?
Yeah, that's going to be a hard pass on both of those cars.
Scratch that one off.
Do you have a normal car that wasn't in any freakish accidents or anything?
Okay, as a matter of fact, I do.
Okay.
I'm really glad you asked. So it's another Corolla. This one's silver, dark leather seats, 2019. So far, so good?
So far, so good, but what's the catch? I'm assuming, like, someone drove it into the Grand Canyon or something. What is it this time?
No, nothing like that. I spoke with the previous owner on this one, and I even called his neighbor about it, talked to him to make sure the guy's story checked out. And it's good, no accidents.
Wow, awesome.
So, if you want to come down and see it and you like it, I can write up the paperwork for you. FYI, all the blood stains did come out. If you do find one, though, you can bring it right back. We'll take care of it for you.
Wait, what? What are you talking? Bloodstains from what?
Well,
another deer? What?
Not really sure. I think it might be human or humans, plural.
Are you kidding me?
But look, we submitted the DNA that we found. So far, no matches. Great car, though.
Listen, you know what? I know you're just trying to do your job and research and everything, but you got to know that no one's going to want these cars, okay? People have been murdering them, running to deers.
Well,
this is ridiculous,
well,
man.
Well, the murder can't be proven, at least not yet.
It's weird that you even know that. I mean, you're just a used car salesman. You're not, you don't.
No, no, I'm a real life car CSI, sir.
Okay, I don't even think that's a thing, bro. So,
You know what? You're right. It's not.
What do you mean?
I know you think I'm a car scene investigator with a magnifying glass, but really I'm just a radio host with a magnifying glass looking at something that's not very impressive right now.
Oh my God, are you kidding me right now?
No, I'm not kidding you, man. My name's Jeff from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. This is a phone tap.
Oh my God, yeah. Dude. Are you kidding me right now?
No, your friend Jonesy set you up for this.
Oh my God. Hey, I can't believe
he said that you've been going out to the car lots trying to find something you like and you haven't come across anything yet.
I can't believe I fell for that. I'm going to get him back so bad.
Oh, you want to murder him in his car, don't you?
Yeah, can we do that?
Yeah, okay.
Can we run him over?
Did you just admit a crime to car CSI? Rookie move, man.
Wake up every morning with phone taps. Weekday mornings on the 20s. Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.